everybody. Welcome to another episode of Ho in the Know. I am Alpha Dog Selena. Just straight alpha energy.
Yeah.
All of you low ranking
betas,
cucks.
Mm-hmm.
You can go somewhere else.
Sissies.
Yeah. Yeah. You can lick the floor in a sensual way that you consent to.
Yes.
And I'm a high value fae. That's what I am. That's me.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. And I'm your favorite Dinah whore.
Yes.
Corey. I'm going to Dinah Shore.
Yes, we're going to Dinah's Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Us of it. We're going to go there.
Yes.
Get our little...
our sapphic times together.
Yes.
Yes.
So those sweet, sweet sapphic times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I know. I don't know what to expect.
I have an idea, but I don't know if it's, like, changed since, you know, the early 2000s.
Since the L word. I don't know.
You know, is it going to be more queer? Is it going to be very lesbian? Because we're bringing a man, so.
Yeah. I mean, we're bringing some masculinity.
Yeah. So, yeah. And... neither of us are women, so we'll see. We'll see. We're going to have a fun time because we're going to make it a fun time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
And today we have Kel.
Yay.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Every episode, we begin with a segment we call Historical Hoes. And this week's historical hoe is Inanna, a Sumerian fertility goddess. We got our information from the Encyclopedia Britannica on Ishtar, the Mesopotamian goddess, and from Maggie McNeil and her lovely website. And it is under the Whore Goddess title. And we will link that in the episode description. So, Inanna, sometimes referred to as the Lady of the Clusters, is an important goddess in the Sumerian pantheon. She was also the goddess of rain and thunderstorms, leading to her association with An, the sky god, and was often pictured with the lion, whose roar resembled thunder. The power attributed to her in war may have arisen from her connection with storms. She was characterized as young, beautiful, and impulsive, never as a helpmate or mother. There are many stories about Inanna. Inanna is sometimes the daughter of the sky god An, sometimes his wife. In other myths, she is the daughter of Nanna, god of the moon, or of the god or the wind god Enlil. In her earliest manifestations, she was associated with the storehouse and thus personified as the goddess of dates, wool, meat, and grain. The storehouse gates were her emblem. Inanna was a fertility figure and the bride of the god Dumuzi Ashaushamgalana. And I am so sorry, guys. My ancient Sumerian is a little bit rusty. Anyway, Dumuzi, who represented the growth and fertility of the date palm. And guys, in case you don't know, this is the date, the edible fruit, dates. Anyway. She was considered to be so volatile and callous that she caused the death of her husband, Dumuzi, and thereby triggered the death of the vegetation. Inanna was held so responsible for fertility that her high priestesses regularly had ritual sex with the king in order to make the crops grow and anoint the king with Inanna's blessings. Sacred sex work in Inanna's service was so celebrated in Uruk that it was called the City of Courtesans, and was believed to be particularly blessed by the goddess. And every Akitu, New Year's Day, which fell on the spring equinox, the high priestess would perform sexual services to some lucky man and attempt to conceive a sacred child by him. This later evolved into a tradition that all married couples would have sex on that day in order to conceive children under the goddess's special blessing. And what a lovely special blessing that sounds like. And that is the history of Inanna, this week's historical ho.
Excited.
Yes, so excited to have you.
Yes.
I know you from, well, yeah, you know Kendall.
Yes.
Who is my something or other.
Your favorite something or other.
Yeah. and you perform in Jolene's like brother show. Alejandro?
Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Yes. How did you find out about Alejandro and... Yeah, get into it.
I followed this guy, Tyson. Shout out to Tyson. I follow this guy, Tyson. We actually just recently got to meet, and he kind of, like, does in the queer community. He's always reposting and sharing and stuff like that. And I don't know if you guys know Gabe the Babe.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I got hooked up with Gabe, and then I was like, oh, my God, like, what do I do? And he, like, led my direction, led my way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a blessing.
Yes.
It's been lit.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know what Jolene or Alejandro are, they are trans-friendly pop-up strip clubs. They are trans-specific. Mm-hmm. We want the trans in the room.
Yes.
And that's what's hot about it.
Yeah, giving trans people an opportunity to be the sexy, sexy selves they are. And give them an opportunity to make money off of it.
Yeah, make some money off of it.
Because, you know, as we all know, clubs are not notorious for accepting trans people in their spaces.
They're certainly not.
So you worked in the strip club before.
Yes.
But before you hadn't come out...
Right, yeah. I used to dance, I think I danced for like 10 years. I like to say as Nova or as a woman, it's like a whole different personality.
Uh-huh.
So I was Nova before. So I danced for like a long time since I was like 17.
Wow.
Oh.
So it was a while.
So how did you get in at 17?
Yeah.
Whew. I went to a very small, like more of a Latin type club out in the city of Commerce. We won't mention no names. But I went out there, had some friends that, you know, were older and working there, and they kind of got me in. And I would like go on the weekends, like late at night and work, and it really really helped. Like, it started like my whole dancing career. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
What was like the clientele there like? I mean, you said it was like Latino.
Yes, it was. I would say like it was like the most loving atmosphere, because it's like the most like construction workers just getting off work, like no playing around, no bull crap. They're just like, you know, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
So, it was pretty sweet. Like, a lot of love.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, was it a full nude bar or was it a...
Just topless, because I was still, like, under 18, so just topless.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So, did you, were you, like, immediately able to, like, hop on a pole and, like, feel comfortable there, or did you...
I went from, like never wearing heels, like, being such, like, a tomboy, like, I never put on a pair of heels. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Got, like, these little, like, church shoes, like, my first makeup.
That's precious.
Yeah, they're, like, so small. And I went in there. And surprisingly, I didn't fall. But, like, as you've seen, like, I'm a floor dancer. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't have to use the pole that much, which really helped, because I was scared. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to fall. But I kind of just used it as a prop. But it was really, like, natural. Like, it really came, like, really supernatural.
Yeah. Did you have a dancing bug before that? Like, were you in other kinds of dance?
I thought I was, but I wasn't.
Oh.
I would make all my cousins, like, be in, like, dance groups. And I don't know if you guys seen Rise, the documentary. Like,
yes.
Like, so I totally thought that's where my life was going. Like, I just knew it. I had all my cousins in a little group, and they were like, but we're not battling anyone. We're just
my God, I love that. That's so precious.
But, like, I swore, like, all my cousins now, they're like, okay, this makes sense. Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I love that you brought that up, because, like, a lot of people who want to get into stripping, like, don't realize that it's, like, 95% floor work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do the pole stuff, but, like, to be honest, customers don't even tip as much for the pole stuff.
Yeah, it's like, really, like, a... I call it like a unappreciated art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a lot of skill, and I know a lot of good pole dancers. Like, my girlfriend's an amazing pole dancer, but we literally, as dance partners, tested it. Like, I make a lot of money because I'm on the floor shaking ass. She's on the pole, and they're like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but, you know, you got to get it how you can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So you hadn't come out when you were there, but did you know that who you were while you were dancing?
No, I wouldn't say in the beginning, because I kind of came out in high school, but then I, like, took it back. Like, I was like, no, JK.
I feel that.
So then I, like, was, you know, really exploring. And then once I started dancing, I got really, like, confused. Like, I was like, well, I had no problem wearing makeup. That's the biggest thing. Like, I had no problem wearing women's clothes, makeup. Like, that was all fun. But so I thought, like, maybe I'm not trans. Like, I wasn't too sure. Mm-hmm. And then after, like, 2 years, I was just like, oh, this is just, like, money to me. Like, it's not like a, you know, I'm not invested. It's kind of like doing drag.
Yeah.
So it was like drag.
It's
stressed
up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel like for a lot of people, even if they're not conscious of it, it is drag to them. Like, you don't, most strippers don't walk around in a bikini top and, like, you know.
With full lashes.
Yeah.
You see how I came in here today? Like a bum? Like, that's what you're going to get. You see a stripper at a grocery store.
I know, exactly.
Like, I would love a club where it was just like all natural.
Stripper,
like,
energy.
Oh my God. Like, come in there in your slippers.
My,
like,
onesies, my slides. Yeah.
I mean, I love that because, like, a lot of strippers do, like, as they're like ending their shifts, they're just like, I'm going to come in, wear my, like, clothes on my way out, put on my slides, dance on the stage.
I'm huge. My girlfriend would be like, put on something cute. We're going to go. And we're walking into work. I'd be like, what? I'm going to get cute when I get there. Like, bum, like, jacket, like, the whole thing. Like,
My favorite is whenever strippers eat on stage.
Ooh.
Like, eating, like, a burger or, like, a plate full of wings. I've watched strippers eat wings on stage.
I was gonna say, I'm severe. Like, I will stop the show to eat the wings. I'll just, like, bend over and twerk and then, like, eat wings.
Oh my God.
I've done that with cake. Like, because my club, like, used to give us cake every weekend night, like, on Friday, Saturday cake. Night. Mm. They would just have, like, a whole cake and you would just get a piece of cake. So I would just, like, if they called me on stage while I was eating my cake, I would bring my cake with me.
What am I supposed to do? You want me to stop?
Exactly. Look, I've been looking forward to this all night.
I gotta get it. Especially dancing, I gotta eat when I can.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes, stay hydrated, fed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you came out eventually.
Yeah.
Were you working at a club and then you were like, I gotta stop, I gotta reevaluate, or were...
That was like a whole... Whew. I was, let's see, working at a club and life was not the best at the time, so I was renting actually a place from one of my customers. So that was really hard for me. I was like... Because at that point, like, I had understood, like, I was like, okay, like, I got what's going on, I understand. So it was really hard. I was, like, in my house, like, my girlfriend was totally supporting me, like, I was, you know, living my truth, and then I would, like, walk outside my door and be like, oh, my God, like, one of my customers. So it was really hard. Like, I felt like I was, like, constantly, like, switching back and forth, and then eventually I did. I was just like, okay, I need a break. Like, I can't work anymore. I need to, like, I had a break. Moved out, had to change everything.
Yeah. Did you go to a civilian job while you were transitioning, and then
I do, like, call center work when I'm not, like, I'm that annoying person that's bothering you about your auto warranty.
Love that.
That's me. So yeah, I do that, like, on the side. So I just, like, went back to that. I've been doing that for a while. I needed a whole break, like, but that was hard too, because everybody in, like, my industry I've known since I was, like, 18 as well. So like, trying to transition, and everybody was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, they're like, dude, you were just a stripper last week. Like,
right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So that was its own little journey, but, you know, it took a road.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, there's always been, like, trans masculine dancers, but I think it's, like, I think it's becoming, like, more of a visible thing.
Yeah.
Most that people, like, talk about. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, contest whenever you're just, like, performing, like, the most convincing feminine drag.
Yeah, pretty much.
And people know you that way, and they've known you that way for years, and they're like,
Yeah, people were like, oh, okay. Even my family, like, I have, like, you know, a couple people that I'm, like, they've seen me dance both ways, I'm extremely close with, but they were even like, you know, we support you, but are you just doing another thing? And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, so what was the, I mean, did you, when did you tell your family that you were a dancer?
I still haven't.
Oh, okay.
They just, I have this thing with my family where we do, you find out, I don't care.
Yeah. So
they know, like a couple of my cousins have come, like, you know, I'm really close to, they've watched me dance and stuff. But as far as like my grandma and my aunts and stuff, mm-hmm. they know. And we just kind of play the awkward conversation. Like mm-hmm. my brother called and he was like, where are you working? And I was like, at a club. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of kept it like that. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm one of those, like, you know, unless you're bold enough to ask what you want to ask, I don't have a reason to tell.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But as you guys see, it's all over Instagram, so I'm seeing it.
I get it.
Shout out to Grams.
Yeah.
I found out that, like, my parents follow me or, like, on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. Well, at least my stepdad does, which is, like, weird, but, like, I think he means it in just, like, a family way,
right.
you know?
Oh.
And I'm just like, well... I mean, I don't think he's, like, that committed to Instagram.
You know, there's some parents that are, like, they're just all go. They're just like, hey, you shake the best ass out there.
I mean, yeah. that's not my family. I would not get it. My family's, like, very Catholic. So.
I feel that. I feel
yeah.
that. So they're not that vibe, but,
yeah.
you know, my younger family, they are.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. My younger family's like, oh, that's cool. They're like, I want to be just like you.
Yeah, my younger family, half of us have done sex work, so it's, like, it's
that's
all good.
Lit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, my little brother, I told him, like, specifically recently, and he was like, yeah, I already knew. And I was like, oh, okay, well.
It's comedy when they know.
I mean, like, how could he not, though?
Yeah, he was like, I saw a bag of your things. Like, that could have just been for my personal life.
Did you tell him, did you do the whole, I'm like a bottle girl thing? Did you do that?
No.
I know a lot of us do that.
No, because I'm a dom, so
okay, cool.
Yeah, so like
so it's different.
Yeah,
right. So he's like, nah, man.
Yeah, like that looks a little too.
That looks like a flogger to me.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, no, he's super cool about
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
having somebody in your family, you know, supporting you is like,
yeah.
I think super. If you don't have like a group of friends that are supportive, like having
yeah.
family. Somebody who's like in your corner, because like
you gotta have somebody, like,
yeah.
you know, I call them like your therapist, like you're just unbiased, like, this is what I'm doing. I have a friend, I just got off the phone with her in Oklahoma, and that's what we do.
Hey.
Like, this is what I'm doing, do it, dog. Like, I support you no matter what's going on. It's like, that's what you need. Everybody needs that, like, 100% go person,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you're
Shout
gonna
out.
Go off in life, you know,
yeah,
yeah.
So, walk me through a night at Alejandro's. Yeah. Tell the people what it's all about and you know, what they can expect.
Alejandro's is amazing. First of all, I'll say, like, and I will say, even though I've been a dancer for years, I was, like, so nervous. Like, they didn't even believe. I was, like, so nervous when I got there because I just didn't know what to expect. I had
yeah.
never danced, like, as a man. And then everybody else had top surgery, so I was, like, super nervous.
Oh. Mm.
But, like, everybody from the dancers to – it's at the venue precinct, so precinct is super loving. Like, no matter who walks in there, they're just, like, super loving, super happy. And then we have, like, a big lineup. So I know, like, a lot of regular strip clubs, you have, like – you know, it depends how many people want to come to work. So we, like, stack our lineup. So I think we have, like, 10 dancers last time. So you're getting, like, a full show. And it's good because it's not your, like, typical, like – you know, because there's the basic stripper moves. Like, everybody's kind of doing this, that, third. But when you go to Alejandro, it's people performing, like, kind of, like, drag king stuff, people doing pole, floor dancing. You have me. I'm out there with a Packer twerking. Like,
yes.
It's lit. Like, it's so much different. Like, every person that comes on stage is a whole new person.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. And you just have, like, it doesn't feel – one of the things I love is it doesn't feel like your stereotypical, like, they're watching you strip club and the customers feel like, oh, like I have to throw money. Like they enjoy it. They love it. Like they
yeah.
want to give you money because they're happy and they're like, love the atmosphere and they love what they're seeing. And it's
yeah.
it's so beautiful. I love it.
And I really hope like this night like revolutionizes like all like male or masculine like strip clubs experience or stripper experiences.
Right.
Cause I feel like the majority of like masculine or male stripper, it's like the male review and
yeah.
like,
you
yeah. know, down under, whatever
yeah.
the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And I'll even say, like, that's kind of, like, for me, like, not having top surgery, that's, like, my security right now. Because I'm like, oh, like, everybody else has top surgery.
Mm.
And the guys with top surgery is, like, they don't need Packers. They're good. They feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I love watching, like, the evolution, too. Like, it's
yeah.
cute. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also think, like, you know, you don't have to have top surgery to, like, be a man.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Coyote, who organizes, that's the first thing they told me. I was just like, oh, like, I don't don't know. And they were like, if you don't hurry up and get down here. It felt so good. Like, just to be seen how you want to be seen. Like, it feels so good. Mm. I love Definitely. It. I love it there.
Definitely.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So you, oh my God, my brain.
It's okay.
I've had so much caffeine today, and yet, and yet, my brain's boop, 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 boop. Yeah. So where are you from?
I am from everywhere. Okay. Like literally all California. Like I'm from everywhere in California. Mm-hmm. I went to school in Pomona. I'm like from Long Beach, moved like everywhere. I've lived like Hemet and back and forth, San Diego.
So oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A California kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think like that has influenced sort of like your view of sex work, like being from California as opposed to being from like the Midwest or
I think so.
Not to...
I mean, it has to. Yeah,
I think because I even watch myself now, like I'm so like sexually free and like I watch people say stuff and I'm like, what are you talking about? What's the problem? Mm-hmm. And then I have to remember like some people, you know, it's not a problem, but some people don't live their lives this way. And mm-hmm. I realize like
they just don't have that exposure.
You know what I mean? And I go to other states and it's just like, whoa, like you're not, it's not that you're not allowed, but to an extent, like especially as like a person of color being trans, like it's so hard. And then the strip clubs out there are less. So,
yeah,
I would definitely say, like, California had me, like, what? It's time to hoe.
Like, I mean, it's just so different out here, too. Like, especially even being black. I mean, like, going to, like, the Midwest and being black, it's like, oh, it's no.
Yeah, I'm scared.
It's scary, you know? And, like, any queerness, of course, is, like, bad. Right. It's also just so much smaller, you know? Like, the chances of you running into people.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, L.A. can be small.
It is. It's weird small.
I've like worked at a strip club and then like bumped into my customers at brunch. Yeah. So.
It is kind of small like that. Like it is weird small. But I'd rather be in LA where you might not know. I might be just another light skin goodbye.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But it's also more tolerant too, you know?
Yeah, like, most definitely. Like I grew up like in Pomona. I grew up like next to one of the closest, like, you know, the Blade, the Stroll. So like going to school, that's what I would see every day. So mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, they're so pretty. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, get that money, sis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It. I had, like, such a warped idea. Like, my mom, she talked about, what was it? Not La Cienega Hoes. It was, yeah. She taught, like, there's a street in L.A. that she'd be like, yeah.
Figueroa?
Maybe Figueroa. Mm,
probably, yeah.
Yeah. She'd be like, Figueroa Hoes. And I'd be like, what does that mean? Yeah. She's like, you don't want to become one of them. And it's like, okay, well.
All right, thanks,
I don't
Mom.
Even know what that means. Like, so
thanks for devaluing a future profession. I'm right.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me feel real good. And I'm definitely never coming to hurt them. Yeah. Yeah, but. Yeah,
catch me not there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so you say that, like, your family or, like, some of your family is supportive and you say they come to your shows. Do they engage with you? Because...
yes, because my... Okay, so my two cousins that come, they both were strippers back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I think one of them still might be. I'm not too sure. But one of my cousins is, like, a very... She, like, worked at Deja Vu and, like, a lot of, like, upscale places and stuff like that. So they love it. Like, they come.
That's great.
I have a video, and they're just, like, throwing money. Like, it's Aww. Awesome. Like, it was yeah. so... That was, like, the best day of my life. It was great.
That's so
wholesome.
Precious. Shout out to my babies.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. Like, my stepsister was a stripper, too, for a while, and I'm just That's like, awesome. Yes. In the family.
Right. My foster sister, she's a stripper. She's, like, 19, and it's so cute because I'm her security. So yeah. I, like, carry her bag, and then Aww, I, like, count her money
precious.
And sweep it for her. It's so cute.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, and it's awesome. I feel like I'm, like, passing, like, a little torch. Like, Yo. You know, it's awesome.
That's what we need.
You know, speaking of some security stuff, I don't know. Okay, so this is, like, very much a tangent, so I'm just going to preface it with that. But, like, have you guys thought about, like, the Apple tags and, like, the security threat that this poses now?
Mm.
Like, Apple tags are, I mean, I know that there have been other, like, little geolocator things that you could, like, attach to your keys and whatnot so you don't lose them, but, like, now I'm like, what if some stranger, like, puts this in my shit?
But that's what people are doing, and that's what's making it weird. Like, someone, I seen, like, somebody dropped one in this girl's purse, somebody stuck one on her bumper, like, crazy stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's, like, people are using it to, like, you know, like, find people and track them. It's like, oh, that's a little much.
Like, I mean, I know that there are, like, apps now that you can, like, sweep where you are, kind of. Like, you can, like, put out, like, a little locator and be like, are there any of these devices around me to check your stuff? Nice. So, like, hoes beware.
Right. That's important. Yeah. I think they need to have, like, a portable ring. Because the ring, like, the home ring thing, that saves so many people. There's, like, a stripper who was, like, going home from the club one night. I was in another state. And somebody followed her from the club and, you know, came to her door and everything, but they were able to catch him because they had the ring, and she was, like, already in the house at that point. Mm. And it's, like, that is so key because, unfortunately, people are still walking up to the door with no mask or anything, you know? I mean, like, I need, like, a little portable camera.
There are so many layers because it's, like, I want that, but I'm also, like, the amount of surveillance that we accept right now.
Yeah.
Then it's, like, who else is watching?
Yeah. Okay, also, another top story that I have to talk about is that rape kit. The one, okay, so I don't know if you guys like paid attention to this case, but like a woman like came in and like got a rape kit, and then they used her DNA from that to like trace her to another crime. And so like
that's foul.
It's absolutely disgusting.
That's
wrong. My god.
Like,
it's
wow.
Like there's a huge backlog of rape kits for one. There's right. That level. And then the other level is like this person comes in the most vulnerable state.
Right, and you're going to... I'm the victim. Like, that's crazy.
And then they're like, we may need to bring up charges against her for another unrelated crime.
I wish somebody would.
What the fuck?
That's America for you.
That's America for you.
Like, oh, God. That's that's hurtful.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I hate it here sometimes.
You know? Okay.
But then I'm like, that's a really privileged viewpoint to have. Like, you know, like, I feel like America's self-hating attitude sometimes is a little obnoxious because there are people all over the world suffering.
Safety and security.
Yeah. Like,
to a certain degree.
Like, I can walk around and be a fucking hoe. Like,
yeah.
You know? It's kind of hard, but it is hard because it's not that how you feel is less than hard stuff here that's like, we're in like our own bubble. And it's like, if you're not in America, you kind of obviously don't get it. So it's kind of hard to explain because I go back and forth like, oh, I hate it here. But it's like, I have a lot of, you know, privilege and all these good things. But it's like, doesn't mean it's, you know, everything. Less... It's, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just try to validate my feelings.
I mean, it's really hard because it isn't. I mean, it's by no means a perfect country. Yeah. And like the liberties and freedoms that we enjoy are not equally distributed. And
right. That's a big part too.
Yeah. You know, like some people like actually do live in constant fear and the threat of death like looming. So that's totally real. Mm-hmm. We're like not equally a developed country. We're like partially right. developed.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're on the way. Right.
We're like kind of on the way.
Yeah. But I mean, it's real fucked up. This is, again, tangential. Like, they've been, quote unquote, cleaning up our neighborhood where I live. And, like, I've just seen so many encampments just disappear. And I'm like, where are these people
going?
Where
do they go? Right. I've had that same question. They've been cleaning up my neighborhood, too. And I'm like, where are you putting the people? Like, there was, like, a massive encampment, like, right off of the highway where I live. And it was fine. Like, they had, like, their own little trading post and shit.
Right.
You know, I was like, okay, like, this is where they live. You know, they're my neighbors, whatever. Yeah. But then suddenly they were gone, and I was like,
that's what worries me. Like, where are you sending these people?
Where are you
like,
putting these
really
people?
Weird. Like,
yeah. There was, like a DIY bike shop. On the street,
which I thought they had that same thing for me.
Which I was like, that's so cool.
That's
like,
what
people
I was like,
need
nice.
Transportation. Yeah. Like, you guys are providing a service to the community. Like,
yeah,
you know
all
I mean?
These good things. And it was humongous. Like, it was stacked. Like,
oh, wow.
It was this big sculpture. And, like, it was gone in, like, a weekend. And I was like, ooh, like, uncomfortable.
I mean, it was probably, like, the Super Bowl sweep stuff, too.
Oh, cool. That was crazy. Yeah. That's, I can't even with that. Like, that's disgusting. Like, I'm such a big, like, on my, you know, my local vendors and all that. And just to hear, like, you know, they're kicking people out. I was like, ugh.
I hate that so much. Whenever they, especially kicking out vendors. I mean, like, well, everybody, honestly.
Yeah,
but
it's just like, geez, like, people are trying to make a living. And it's like, just for...
And it adds, like...
The Super Bowl?
The personality to LA. Like, we wouldn't be this city if we didn't have, like, street vending. Like, lenient street vending.
But that's, like, that Orange County mentality. I spend a lot of time out there,
fucking
too.
Fucking Orange County.
I hate Orange County.
I mean, no offense if you're from Orange County.
But
like,
fuck Orange County.
I hate it. But it's the same thing. They, like, in, like, they have South County, they have Orange County, you know, and South County is more, like, your more expensive area. And and they'll take the homeless people and pick them up and take them down to Santa Ana and, you know, just drop them off. And it's like, that's so ridiculous. Like, that's crazy. Like, and these are people that are, like, not treating people like people. Like, this is people's lives. Like, and it's like, a trip.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I was going to say treating them like cattle, but, like, we also treat our animal industry horribly.
Right. So. Right. Oh, God, don't let me start with animals. Yeah.
Are you vegetarian? Are you vegan?
I'm not. I'm the worst wannabe. Mm. I am. Because I, like, have this thing where I love animals. Like, I try to adopt every animal off the street. My girlfriend hates me. It's like, I'm really, like, kind of back and forth. Like, I can give up meat. That's not a big thing for me. But seafood. Mm. I'm really big on the seafood. So I'm kind of learning, like, just how to, you know, work with textures. Because I cook a lot. So I'm, like, learning textures. And I went pescatarian for, like, 2 months. And that was good. Mm-hmm. It just kind of got hard for breakfast. But
yeah.
It was good. But, yeah, I'm working on it because I love the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can... Pescatarian can be, like, quite expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's more expensive than being, like, vegetarian or vegan.
It's very expensive.
Because fish is not inexpensive.
Fish is expensive.
Well, I guess if you want really poor quality fish.
That, and that's the
but
scary
I'm also
part.
Just, like, thinking about that pamphlet that we got at the...
Oh, yeah.
What is it? The Learning for the Science Center?
Science Center, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. It, like, gives, like, a list of, like, ethical fish to eat and unethical fish to eat. And I was like, wow, like... Oh, I haven't even thought about this deeply.
Right, and that's what happens to me. And then I start thinking about stuff, and then I research, and then next thing you know, and then I go crazy. I just start cutting stuff out of the house. Last week, I cut all the dairy. My girl's like, what?
I'm just like, pouring out milk in the sink, like,
that's
watch
it.
Me.
That's it, babe.
Like,
that's it.
Like, I can't do it. And she's like, what? Like, I just can't do it. I cut the rice out last week. Pastas are gone.
What?
I just learned that. I learned that when you buy, like, cheap pasta or cheap rice, it's, like, apparently plastic.
Oh,
and then I seen this video of this lady hand making eggs. She was, have you guys seen that? Oh my gosh.
No.
She's like, has like a vat of something white, and then she takes it, makes an egg, and then takes it over, grabs something yellow like a yolk, puts it inside, makes an egg, and then sends it off. And I was like mind blown. Like I was backwards.
What the
and
fuck?
Then once I realized that.
Where is that though?
It's you can find that on YouTube like anywhere.
No, but like where was she?
She definitely looked like she was in like some type of Asian country.
Yeah.
Not too sure, but I was like really freaked out. And I just can't rock with it. Like,
I mean, there's like a lot of stuff like that. I was like watching a video of like what they're allowed to put into like pig feed. And like.
And that's crazy.
I like pork. I know that this is controversial. I like pork. But I also love pigs. I think they're incredibly intelligent, adorable creatures. Mm-hmm.
But also, I'll counter that and be like, I mean, how are we measuring intelligence and, like, sentience and, like, you know, like
they're able to feel pain.
Yeah.
They're able to learn obstacle courses. They're able, they have expressed certain complex emotions.
Yeah, they're, like, a little bit up there.
They have certain, like, kinship things and, like, memories and,
yeah, because in the wild, don't they do, like, they're, like, all together in little, I don't know what they call them, but they're, like, a bunch of them. They live together and stuff like that. I've seen it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They're very, like, social creatures. They're, like, pretty much as intelligent as dogs.
Pretty much, yeah.
As far as, like, levels of intelligence go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can literally, like, ground down, like, plastics and cardboards, and they do, and they add that to the pig feed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, they literally take, like, the waste products and just grind it down into the meal and combine it, and that's why our fetuses are full of fucking plastic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well. So, it's a terrible place to eat.
Shout out to
our,
FDA,
too.
I hate it here.
Like, why the hell is that legal?
It's so much better in other places. Like, they're, like, they have so many more regulations around food
it's
and drugs.
Crazy.
And drugs. Like,
yeah, oh, my God.
Like, the vitamin industry.
Oh, my God.
I learned that the CDC was, like, not, like, a, you know, not how we think of it, like, oh, this health organization. And they're just, like, a non-profit.
Just political.
I was like, I gave up on
life.
All of it is political, and it's all political appointments, and, like, it's not science.
No, and it's like, that's that bubble that they teach us, because your whole life you think, like, the CDC is, like, somebody, and they're organizing, and they're, you know, making these things, and they're putting them through tests. I'm like, no. Not at all. Now I get why people go online and buy their own drugs.
I mean, I get why all the fucking conspiracy theorists, like, have gone nuts over this past, couple years, like, because good reasons. I mean, it's not like our government isn't full of shit about so many things.
You know, and that's, I watch too many documentaries and movies, and then the next thing you know, I'm researching for, like, weeks, and I'm just like, oh, I can't live here anymore.
Yeah. And, like, as an insider who's, like, in, you know, the medical pharma, the big pharma. But again, like, I don't know if I've said this in the podcast. I think my company, and I know I'm biased, but is one of the more ethical companies. Like, we subsidize treatments for patients and like, you know, we're doing our very best. But there's a lot of like glaring issues in regulations of like even our drug that we try to overcompensate with because we want to sell it outside of America. I think that if you are going to take drugs, look at drugs that are selling outside of America that have to have, you know, more regulations on them.
That part.
But yeah, like in school, like we were taught that the FDA, CDC, WHO is the World Health Organization, like they're like the pentacle, but I mean it's all caught up in political bullshit and you know.
I mean the fucking WHO and like how they've just gone with China on like everything, even as China like takes away the sovereignty of like so many other places, like they don't recognize Taiwan, like not helping out Hong Kong.
They don't care. Like they do not.
It's all just so political.
Yeah, it's like, and it's so, it's crazy how it's political, but it's just like business.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's business, exactly. It's like, just moving
who
money.
Who has the most
like,
money?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, that's even, how Trump moved, like business. Yeah. Like, whoa, like it's crazy that some people, then you have the people like him who have that much money to where they can make straight business moves. They don't need donations. They don't need, it's like, oh, that's scary.
I mean, he bought the presidency.
Yeah, I'm like, that's
like, he didn't have to raise money. Yeah. Like, he,
no.
Like, that changed the whole game. Like, that changed the game. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like fucking Bezos and Elon Musk buying the space industry.
That's crazy. I'm like, what? Like, you could just do that?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I just bought NASA. Excuse me?
Who do we trust?
Like, nobody. Yeah,
what are my tax dollars for? Excuse me.
Right, I don't get it. That exactly. Tripped me out. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like watching this one, or it was like a TikTok or a reel or something, and it was like this woman was like, so say somebody gives me money, like they had to pay taxes on that money whenever they give it, before they gave it to me, and then to give it to me, they have to like pay a taxes, and then for me to receive it, I have to pay a taxes, and then anytime I use it, I have to pay a tax on that, and then that. Whenever the reseller receives it, they have to like pay a tax on that sale.
Just a cycle of taxes. As we are in tax season.
But to earn the initial amount of money, they had to like earn a wage paying that had taxes paid. And
like, can I have the money?
I was like, I get it in a way, but I also don't. And you know what? I'm such a fucking leftist. Like, in my heart, I want taxes to work.
Right.
Like, I want, like, I'd be like, okay, yeah, fucking tax the shit out of me if I have a social safety net.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I have trains and transport, if I have
and
some
health insurance.
That's a big one. Let me get the health care, and bro.
Education that's, like, equal for kids. If I had.
Then I'm with it. Then
Yeah, fuck yeah, sure.
If there were no police.
Yeah, if it wasn't 75% going to cops and military.
You know, yeah. Like, I'm paying taxes for people that don't even like me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm, like, paying to be incarcerated.
I'm literally giving my lunch money to the bully.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible.
I knew somebody who in college who was like, who like went up to a teacher and was like, I pay your bill.
They say that.
These kids are getting smart.
And I was like, oh, okay. Right. Like, you're right. Like, yeah. I would, it would never be me.
But you know what that's from? That's from like them stressing our teachers and not paying them so much to teachers started telling kids, like, each, because I remember I'd be in school and they would tell us, like, each kid is like money. Like, every head is money for attendance.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do we know that as kids? Because they're stressed out.
Yeah.
And it's like, my foster mom's a teacher and she works in Garden Grove and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it's
my God.
Another thing. It's like, if you leave, she's been there so long, you lose your tenure.
Yes. Yeah. You lose your tenure. You lose, like, all of the 401k and
everything,
all of that matching.
And it's like, they're so underpaid. You want me to deal with your bad kids all day? Like, that's a lot.
Like, oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's 40, just
and then they're like doing, like, 40, 50 kids a classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's
crazy.
Like, no individual care and, like, private schools are good private schools are so expensive. And they only let in like a small, like I was a private school
kid. And it's like,
kid.
They're like, okay, now beg.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then like, you're there and you're like, oh, fuck, everybody hates me, right, and I can't afford my uniform.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta go. No, I went into, like, the bins and, like, picked up, oh my God, you know, ripped same shit.
Right. Yo, like, whenever I was in school, I went to, like, a Catholic school because it was slightly better education than the public schools in Oklahoma. Shout out, Oklahoma, damn, your deteriorating education system. Anyway, so, like, I went to this Catholic school. Shout out to All Saints Catholic School.
Oh, my God.
I just wanna lay it out there. They had a literal poverty tax. So, like, I couldn't afford the uniforms that were, like, the right uniforms. They were, like, buy the book uniforms. So I had to get, like, the JCPenney knockoff plus sale
that part
off mm-hmm. uniform version of it. And they would have us, like, all line up, and then they would issue, like, either fines or detention if your uniform was not the correct uniform.
No. Oh, my God.
So, like, if you couldn't afford the $80 skirt and had to buy a $20 skirt, you would have to pay money.
Yeah.
What? Oh,
for
no,
being poor, for right, not being able to afford the right uniform.
In my tuition, you didn't supply me five. What? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Excuse me. Yeah. Exactly.
With five. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's insane. That's yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to fucking poverty taxes and Catholics. Fucking Catholic yeah school. Yeah, it's like we help the poor. Mm, we help yeah the needy.
We're like, fuck over the poor.
Fuck you guys.
That first step on them.
Yeah. 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 So, did you say you grew up religious at all?
No, like... my family likes to think they're religious.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, know, I feel that.
They're,
ooh,
like, the very religious but don't step foot inside a church thing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, for, like, a long time, I didn't. And then I moved in with my brother, I think when I was, like, 15. And my brother goes to church, like, every weekend.
Oh, man.
Like, his wife is, they're, like, ministers, everything. So that was horrible. So from, like, 16 to, like, 18, I was, like, heavy in church.
Yeah. So... do you mind talking about your foster care experience?
Yeah. It was pretty, I was very fortunate. So
well, how old were you?
I've been kind of in foster care, like, on and off since I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of, so my situation's kind of weird. My godmom took me in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but she let me make a choice. Did I want to be adopted or did I want to stay a foster kid? If you're a foster kid, you get the check. If you're adopted, you don't. So I made the choice to keep foster going, but then she also had, like, a health problem.
Mm.
So whenever she would be, like, in the hospital and things like that, I would have to go away and stuff like that because the rest of my family couldn't, like, really, you know, take care of me.
Yeah.
So I would go away and do stuff like that. But I was pretty fortunate. I would only be gone for, like, a little bit of time, kind of come back. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I really would say, like, I didn't get – I definitely went through, I would say, some hard stuff, but not like I've heard other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah, it was definitely a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have, like, some, like, chronic underlying condition stuff?
Yes. I'm not too sure, like, it was, like, really weird. I'm not too sure what it was called, but I know, like, and especially I was really little. But basically she had, like, a problem where instead of food going to her stomach, it would go to her lungs.
Oh, wow.
So really not good.
Yeah.
But so I would come home, like I would have experiences, like I would come home and she would be like choking and like passing out and things like that. Because obviously who can't eat, you know? She was supposed to live off of like Ensure. So it's like the supplemental,
yeah, yeah,
you know, food mm-hmm. or whatever. But obviously that was hard. So I would be mad when I was little. I'd be like, just drink the damn Ensure. And she would just be like, no. Like,
she's like, I want
yeah,
food.
Yeah, like, what the heck? But now, like, I understand more. But, like, when I was little, she would, like, always be in the hospital, stuff like that. And I actually remember in Pomona, there was, like, one hospital before it went county, Pomona Valley. And she was, like, the second person to have a brain surgery there. And the first person, they didn't make it. And then they told her that she was either going to be a vegetable or she wasn't going to make it. And she lived, like, 10 years after that.
Wow.
Like, good. Like, still bothering the fuck out of me doing shit. Yeah, so it was cool. It was definitely a blessing.
Yeah.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. So, are we...
We're good.
Again, I've... Okay, so this is what it is. Okay, I got up so early this morning to take my dog to go to the groomers because he's a stinky boy and he needed grooming. And yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I went out because I wanted to go out.
As you should.
I went to Lazy Dog. I didn't go out.
That's, oh my God. No, their pot roast is out.
You had pot roast
from
Lazy Dog.
What is Lazy Dog?
The restaurant. The
restaurant.
I've never heard of this.
Yes, try the pot roast. You are not living until you're living. Like, that's out
to me. Lazy though?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay.
I tell them to take all that extra shit away. Like, I don't need carrots. I don't need the onions.
What? That's what makes a pot roast.
Because if you notice, okay, I notice when you go out, if you like, especially at Asian restaurants, if there's vegetables, you get less meat. And then I'm hurt. So I'm like, just keep the vegetables. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to eat them. Somebody else can eat them.
I love vegetables. That would be my favorite. So yummy. I love the mix.
I'm a kid. Did you see I walked in here with those dang hot Cheetos? I'm a kid. Like, yeah. Oh, no. I'm like, poof. Yeah, vegetables not for me.
Oh, my God.
And then I found out vegetables were, like, man-made. Did you guys hear about the broccoli thing?
No.
Like, apparently broccoli is just, like, some clone from cauliflower, and it's man-made. And
yeah, there's a lot of, like, genetic manipulation
I gave
of
up
foods.
Once I found that out. And I'm like, I hate vegetables. I was like, you lied to me. I hate them.
I mean, you know, lemons are fake, too.
I think that's the only thing I do like.
Oh, really? Lemons are fake?
What? Yeah, lemons are a GMO. Like, limes are the natural one.
Yeah. Wow. That makes sense.
Yeah, lemons are
I did not know the
construct. Yeah.
Oh, and bananas. Have you ever had the banana candies?
Ooh. No, I hate bananas.
Okay.
Well, I love them.
But the banana candies are what original bananas used to taste like. That's why they don't taste like bananas. Mm. Because bananas are not.
Well, no, there's, like, still bananas like that. They're just not in the United States.
Yeah, I hear the bananas are, like, purple and different colors.
Well, yeah, there's like the, there's red and blue, or red and purple and yellow and orangey ones.
I like, if I could think of something I hate, it's bananas, broccoli. I can't do it.
I can't do bananas, but plantains.
There's grape bananas. I mean, I love Brazilian bananas, but they just take a lot longer to ripen. Like, the U.S. bananas, they get ripe, like, the day of, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, by the next day, they're too soft to really enjoy them. But, like, Brazilian bananas, like, it takes, I don't know, like, several days for them to, like, ripen properly, and they stay, like, pretty firm for, like, a week or whatever.
Mm-hmm. See, and then I read that thing that says if you, your bananas, when you get them, like, by the bunch, if you put, like, a plastic over the top of them, it'll keep them fresh.
Interesting.
It completely works. So sometimes you go to the grocery store, and there'll be, like, a little plastic thing on top, and that's why it keeps them fresh.
Wow, I had no idea. Mm. Wow, that's, like, a little life hack right there.
Apparently, you put anything in water, and it stays good. Like, if you take your avocados, put them in water, put them in your refrigerator, they'll stay good. I know potatoes, you know how they get, like, brown?
Yeah.
I just did it the other day, actually. You can cut your potatoes, put them in water,
Throw
them in there, and they'll just be good when you're ready to cook them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and it takes the starch out, too.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
That's what I do with mine when I make mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it works out.
Interesting.
I love mashed potatoes.
I love potato. Isn't that a vegetable?
It's a root vegetable.
Okay,
yeah.
I've eaten. Like, yeah. What? I love potatoes. I'm all for it. It's my fave.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
All right, guys. Well, on that note.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I think the next episode, we have to talk about the Earn It Act reappearing.
Oh,
it's reemerged, guys.
Fine.
You should be aware. You should be calling your representatives because this bullshit is back and they're trying to pass it. I also wanted to shout out real quick John Oliver's take on sex work. That was actually not bad.
Really?
Yeah. He did a whole Last Week Tonight episode. It's on YouTube if you want to watch it. It's just search John Oliver sex work. It's good. He does like a pretty full coverage look at the situation, advocates for decrim, talks about the difference between consensual work and trafficking and why why it's messed up that people
conflate them.
Mm-hmm. Even like brings up this like fun Alaska law that's like they refuse to call any sex work. They just are saying like all sex like work is trafficking.
That's
and so they had like this one woman who was like convicted of trafficking herself.
What?
Oh my god. Well, that tracks because I watched this YouTuber, Mama Dr. Jones, and she like did a response video to education like council members. They were like debating whether or not her content was okay to use in sex education classes and she's a gynecologist. She's a doctor and she makes YouTube videos and she uses gender neutral language and like she talks about, you know, not it, like if you're going through this and that, you know, you don't want to insert anything into the vagina, you know, toys or whatever. And because she used that term to say, don't put that in.
What did she say? Insert or toys?
Yeah, don't insert toys into, or, you know, a penis or, you know.
Yeah.
What else was
just,
say?
Like, what do you.
Right. What, got it. That's the thing, though, with, like, sex in, like, America. Like, it's like, and you know, every race has their problems, but we have like stigmatized so much, like no, like bad, and like that's why we're so like, you know, I'm not a fan. You hear the little boys growing up, and they're just like, oh, my pee-pee or stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like, they're, you know, how old until they understand how to, like, speak and properly, like, and those talk are communication about. Skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's crazy, and it's like we, like, have that bubble once again where we're just like, oh, no. And then we expect for some reason at 25 you're going to meet someone, have a wife and a kid and all these things. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, thankfully, like, the internet is educating these kids.
Yeah.
And we're out here educating these kids.
Yes. Because
what would they do?
What would they do?
Seriously.
Yo, I mean, sometimes I get hit up by, like, kids, like, 14, 16-year-olds. And
really?
They're just, yeah, they're just like, I have questions. And I'm like, this is, I'm not gonna advise, but it's very sweet. And, you know, my stuff is clearly open access.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you're like, I'm not
they have questions.
But there's a video below.
These children won't, you know, they don't get it direct answers from these fucking adults.
Man. Right.
Clowns.
Right.
It's crazy. Me and my girl were just talking about that the other day, like how even like as parents, we want to just like, no, sex is bad. And I was just like telling my girlfriend, like, it's natural. Like, how do you tell someone, like, especially me, like transitioning, I'm going through like all these hormone changes and everything. How do you tell someone who's like, going, you know, through hormonal changes, they're 16, they're just starting to discover stuff, plus they've got school and everything else, how are they not supposed to feel these natural urges? And it's like we're chastising kids for wanting knowledge on something that they have no
control
over.
That they're experiencing.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy.
It's not abstract. It's, like, literally happening to them.
Like, yeah, and they act like it's just, like, a thing, like, everybody's, like, just joining the gang, like, doing drugs or something. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This is every kid.
Right.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, on that note, guys, this has been an episode of Ho in the Know. Where can we find you on everywhere?
You guys can find me everywhere. I am on Instagram, Face for Real for Real. I think we're having an Alejandro's coming up. March.
How do you spell it? Face, F-A-C-E?
Yes, F-A-C-E for Real for Real, F-R-F-R. And then we're having Alejandro's night on the 9th. So everybody stop through. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, turn up.
Get turned. Bring money.
Yes, bring the tips. We love the tricks.
Yes. You can find me lurking in a dark hallway.
You can find Ari making your medicine.
Yeah, in the lab.
In the lab.
In the clean room, just, you know, cooking up some good cancer medications.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Where can we find you, Selena?
You can find me reluctantly on Instagram at Pretty Boy Girl. I'm there sometimes, even though I resent it. And even though it just, I have less and less visibility all the time, especially because I'm not doing the fucking reels. Like, I know
you gotta do the reels.
They're like trying to like stop doing still images and stuff. Like, they're trying to like demote all of the still image content and only have like reels.
I noticed that. Like, when you scroll, it's like, and then you get like
real.
It's like how you get trapped in the reels and you're just like, wait, this is not Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
It's like, that's not what I want. That's not what I'm here for.
Oh my God.
And they also, like, every month they keep trying to bribe me to do reels. They're like, we'll give you $800 if you do it.
What?
Mm hmm. I mean, I don't know. Like,
what you should do, actually, what's easier is you make a TikTok and then you upload it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they have better filters and editing tools.
And it's just easier. Like, you can chop it up. You don't have to, like, because when you do your reels, you have to, like, do it right then and there, you know? It's so hard. That's what I do. I do TikTok and then I transfer it over.
Yeah, maybe we can make reels for the podcast.
Yeah, we could do reels for the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, but anyway, I hate it. So that's where you can find me. You can also support my Patreon at Pretty Boy Girl, or at The Real Pretty Boy Girl. That's where I am. And that's where I make some money that supports my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it whenever you do, and whenever you stay subscribed at the end of the month, whenever they charge you.
Yeah.
And that's it, guys. Thank you all for tuning in, and have a lovely lifestyle.
Bye.
Bye.